It's the closest of the Channel Islands to the mainland, yet it's still a mystery to most people because they've never visited it. Now, Anacapa Island is the focus of a new book which looks at its habitat and history.
Anacapa Island is the easiest island to get to. It's only 11 miles offshore. The island is actually divided into three islets, west, middle, and east. And when you arrive on the boat, you'll be arriving at Landing Cove on East Anacapa Island. The island itself is the second smallest of the eight California Channel Islands. It's only 1.1 square mile in size, and the highest peak is 930 feet over on West Anacapa.
Marla Daly is author of the book Images of America, Anacapa Island.
There are beautiful, beautiful views and deadly fatal drop-offs around the entire edge of the island.
The Chumash were the first known people on Anacapa Island, but because of the lack of fresh water, it's believed they didn't spend a lot of time there. Explorer Juan Cabrillo passed by it in 1542. In the 18th and 19th centuries, people went to Anacapa and set up camp as they tried to take advantage of the natural resources in and around the islands.
Sealers who used the island in the mid-19th century, and some Chinese abalone fishermen had camps on Anacapa Island. Before the turn of the century, there were people who squatted on Anacapa Island and used it as a sheep ranch. People sold interests in Anacapa Island as they left. They would sell their interest to someone else, all the while not really acknowledging that the federal government owned Anacapa Island.
Daly's 128-page book is filled with photos of the island and its visitors dating back to the late 1800s. In 1912, the first lighthouse was built on East Anacapa Island, and in the 1930s, it was replaced with a more modern one along with the Coast Guard station. While the island is popular with visitors, nature in a way has passed it by. Daly says there aren't a lot of creatures living on it.
One of the most interesting things to me about Anacapa Island is the fact that there's only one native terrestrial mammal, and that's the island deer mouse. There's an amphibian, the Channel Island slender salamander, and there are two reptiles. There are blue-belly lizards, and there are alligator lizards. And that's it.
The island is popular with some birds.
Anacapa Island is home to one of the largest colonies of breeding western gulls. They can be deafening. They'll actually come and dive bomb you if you get too close to their nest.
Daly says over the years, the island has become the focus of a unique challenge. It's a challenge which has been taken on by a number of long-distance swimmers over the decades.
By water, it is a 12.2-mile swim, and as of this season, 75 people have actually done the swim either from Anacapa to the mainland or from the mainland to Anacapa Island. That's a pretty remarkable feat in and of itself.
Anacapa Island can be visited by hikers and campers through the almost daily service offered by Island Packers, the National Park Service concessionaire serving the Channel Islands. Daly says she hopes the book inspires more people to visit.
Once you visit Anacapa Island or any of the Channel Islands, one can never look at the islands with the same eyes again. And I'm hoping to inspire people to visit the California Channel Islands. They're treasures right in our backyard. And to see the beautiful flora, the fauna, it's extraordinary to be on an island and to look back at the mainland.
Images of America, Anacapa Island was released this month by Arcadia Publishing and is available at selected local bookstores and online. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.